Chapter 36, Location, The Celebration Ceremony. Nimbus showed up to the graduation ceremony on time. He was able to notify his parents. However, they felt bad they couldn't attend due to such a short notice, but they told him they were proud. Actually, Nimbus was glad they couldn't come, especially his dad. He was still embarrassed about being honored for his level of achievement, remembering his assignment with Ricky. The Archangel had explained that what counted was the success Nimbus had with Floyd. The Ricky issue was just an added learned bonus. But Nimbus just didn't get it. How can a bad example be a good example? The festivities of the celebration after the awards ceremony were more than he could have ever imagined. His only experience was the graduation party held when he was an Angel's aide, and it was nothing like this. Different kinds of music were playing in every direction he turned. Each sound separated from the other, never blending together to become just noise. The different vibrational sounds were so unique in their own awesomeness that he took his time rotating to each resonance. And the colors were beyond any beautiful rainbow he had ever created or seen. It looked like the walls were covered with the most spectacular works of art, which made all different kinds of angels stop and pay attention. He noticed that when the paintings were observed, they came alive in a 3D version, giving each one a unique meaning. He could have spent hours on each one, but he had his own excitement brewing. He had to breathe in and out to keep his cool. As he drifted around, he noticed all types of angels milling around, some he recognized as the Virtues. They had a special outer space shimmer. The principalities were stately and mostly off-white in color. He knew that they were the Rules and Regulations division of the Angel Realm. He would have never gotten to see this part of the Angel Realm if those in charge of the party hadn't combined the Angel's Associates with the Angel's Angel Graduation, which was a monumental achievement in itself. Nimbus was soaking it all up, and his color showed it.
"Nimbus, congratulations," Archangel Michael said, appearing out of nowhere. "You're looking quite expansive and bright after the ceremony."
"Oh, your grace," Nimbus said, startled. "Thank you. I am just so overwhelmed by all this."
"Yes, the angels do know how to throw a party."
I am excited to meet Archangel Raphael. Do you know where he is?" Nimbus tried to calm himself, feeling he was expanding more than he should.
"Of course. Come with me. I'll introduce you," Michael said as he glided through the energies of the higher spirits.
Off in the corner, Nimbus saw a large, blurry-looking emerald-colored angel, shimmering as he laughed, mixing it all up with the others. Nimbus adjusted his glasses, but couldn't seem to get the angel in focus. Suddenly, he was very nervous and started building as they approached.
"Be calm, Nimbus. He's just an angel," Michael said quietly, and pushed Nimbus in Raphael's direction. "Michael!"
the bright green eminence shouted. The others surrounding Archangel Raphael politely smiled and floated back as Nimbus was presented.
My dear friend," Michael said to Raphael, "you are radiant. You must be enjoying yourself as always."
"As always," Raphael said with a slight smile and a wink.
"It's good to see you."
"And you too, Angel Heart."
Nimbus knew that the name Angel Heart meant more than a family and more than a brother. It meant that there was a special bond that joined them in a different vibration where there was no time and no space between them.
"Who is this bright, fluffy fellow?" Raphael said and changed from being out of focus to crystal clear right before Nimbus's eyes. "May I introduce Cumulonimbus III? Angel's Angel, first class. He is one of our graduates qualified to enter the Angel's Angel program," Michael said and smiled at Nimbus. "He likes to be called Nimbus."
Nimbus smiled and adjusted his glasses.
"Angel's Angel, first class. Nice to meet you, Master Nimbus. I had my doubts about this whole program at first, but it is proving to be quite effective.
Yes, Nimbus said. I'm very proud of the program, Your Grace.
Well, I will leave you two to discuss Nimbus's future, Michael said. I thought you might have some guidelines to help him, Your Grace. Thank you, Angel Heart, of course, Raphael said. Help is on the way.
Michael and Nimbus smiled at each other as the Archangel glided away and was soon surrounded, intermingling with many.
First of all, call me Raphael. No more Your Grace, Your Eminence, Your Highness, Magnitude, Highest of Highs, Omnipotence, etc., etc. Get my drift?
Then he laughed, a most delightful laugh, and added,
Of course you get my drift. You're a cloud.
Well, that's why I wanted to talk to you, Raphael, sir.
Then let's get right to the point. I'm all ears, Raphael said and changed into a thousand ears and then back again. He laughed again and Nimbus stared. Lighten up, son, or this is going to be a really long evening.
Raphael waved at a passing lilac-colored angel carrying a tray.
What we need is a drink of the nectar of the gods.
Clouds can't drink your enemy, Raphael.
Nimbus, I heard through the grapevine that you want to be a human being.
Then you already know why I am here.
Nothing gets by any archangel. We see all,
Raphael said, accepting two stemmed glasses filled with what looked like liquid gold. He stared at Nimbus and then brought out the spray bottle marked Tincture of Human from his robe. He sprayed it over Nimbus and then offered him a glass. But I... Suddenly, Nimbus felt tingly and as if glitter had just been sprinkled all over him. He couldn't stop looking into Raphael's emerald-colored eyes.
You are now human-like. For the first time you can see, you can have, and you will experience the opportunity of what the human eats and drinks.
Raphael handed him a glass, and Nimbus took it.
Wow, I can feel the glass.
Wait until you feel what's in the glass, Raphael said and bellowed a loud laugh.
Raphael clinked Nimbus's glass and downed the liquid.
Your turn.
Nimbus took a taste and thought he had died and gone to heaven. But wait, he was in heaven. He took a few more sips to make it last forever.
Drink up, there is more where that came from, Raphael said and waved at another lilac angel. Let's try some prime rib of beef, a loaded baked potato, and peas. Yes, peas. Peas are always fun. No worries about clogging the arteries here.
Nimbus felt a warm flow through his body like a river. In fact, Nimbus was feeling a real body, his body.
Am I actually becoming a human being?
No, I don't have that kind of power to shapeshift anything. I just have a temporary nutrition's card to experience what humans feel like when they eat and drink.
Where did you get one of those?
I have connections. It's only good for one night, and this is a special night. And since I was told you wanted to be a human being, that makes this that special evening.
Oh, thank you so much, Nimbus said, his human lips tingling.
The lilac angel arrived with a tray full of the most mouth-watering delights and even delivered a plate of chocolate-covered cupcakes and a pitcher of milk. Raphael grabbed the plate, loaded it with one of everything, and handed it to Nimbus.
Now, go easy on the red meat. It doesn't agree with everyone. And let's wait on the dessert until later. We are just getting started.
Well, how do I do this? Do I use my... Wow, I have fingers that actually hold on to things.
Some of the peas rolled off onto the floor.
Oh, sorry.
Not to worry. Peas have a personality of their own, Raphael said and laughed.
He proceeded to demonstrate how to eat human food, starting with the peas. He mashed up his baked potato and scooped up a spoonful of peas and rolled them both together. Raised the combination to his mouth and smiled at Nimbus.
This is how you eat peas.
Each bite was savored and prayed over with a simple thank you. Nimbus followed and did exactly what Raphael did. And every taste was as spectacular as the first.
I can't believe this.
I definitely want to become a human being. Can you help me?
You see, Nimbus, being a human is very complicated. They are very complicated, and much planning has gone into their creation and even their incarnation. As you know, working with them, it's not for the weak at heart.
Yes, I have found that out, Nimbus agreed, picking up one of the prime rib bones and taking a bite.
They have gone through many, many evolutionary materializations before they can even apply to Earth School. It's graduation level learning, my friend.
Then how long would it take for me? Couldn't I just fast track ahead since I have worked with humans and just want to further my understanding of them?
Raphael watched Nimbus lick his lips like a little boy. He could see why Michael liked him so much. He ordered another round of the liquid gold.
Tell you what, he said, handing Nimbus another glass. You need to go see my good buddy Merlin. If he deems you ready, he will grant your wish.
Ready? Merlin? Nimbus downed his whole glass of nectar.
Without a doubt, Raphael said and pulled an electronic map from thin air.
He studied it and then said,
I think he's back in Utah. One of his favorite places to hang out is either Zion National Park or Snowy Canyon. You'll have to look around.
Nimbus was buzzing as if a swarm of bees were circling his head. He wasn't so sure how to handle the intensity of what was happening to him. But there was still dessert. He took a cupcake, and Raphael poured him a glass of milk.
Dessert, Raphael said, to finish off a great human being meal. It is a favorite sweet treat at their birthday parties.
Oh, thank you, Ralphie,
Nimbus said, bobbing around. Suddenly, he sucked in his breath and almost choked on his cupcake.
Did I just call the Archangel Raphael Ralphie?
He smiled sheepishly and took another bite of his cupcake, then washed the rest down with his milk.
This is unbelievable.
Raphael laughed and said, Didn't I tell you?
He popped a whole cupcake into his mouth.
But do all humans feel this peculiar? I'm not feeling very normal.
You'll get used to it. The first time is always the most intense with everything a human being does, Raphael said with a chuckle. Here, have another cupcake. I am thinking Merlin will be offering you scones, and trust me, you will think he left out the sugar.